Daf Chav Tes. So let's take the very last line of Chav Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows: the last five words. Amar Le Rabbi Zera, the Shema Rabbi Zera said to his Shamus. Going on to Daf Chav Tes now. Ichavein v'takali. He tells his attendant. If you look at Rashi in the top of Chav Tes, Ichavein v'takali. Tiskavein litko b'shmi. Have kavana when you blow the shofar. Have in mind that I'm going to be yotze as well. Lo tziyani yidei chavasi, so I could fulfill my obligation. He told him have kavana. So you see from here, Alma kesaver mashmiya by kavana. Must be, though, the person who's mashmiya, the person who's doing the maisa, blowing the shofar, saying the bracha, must have in mind that he wants to be motzi, the one who's listening. That's what comes out. So the Gemara asks the question, meisive. Haya over achore beis haknesses. A person's passing by in the shul. Oshaya beiso samach lebeis knesses. Perhaps he's staying in his house, but his house is so close to shul. Vishama kol shofar, he hears the sound of the shofar. O kol Megillah, or he hears the reading of the Megillah. Im kivan libo yata, if the listener pays attention, he's yotze the mitzvah. Im lav, if he doesn't pay attention, then lo yata, does not fulfill his obligation. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'chi kivan libo mai have, heyach lo kamichavein adaita didei. Even if I, as the listener, I'm the guy in my house, or I'm the guy walking by in the shul, even though I might have kavana, the mashmiya, the one blowing shofar, the one reading Megillah, does not have kavana because he doesn't know that I'm listening. He doesn't know I'm in my house. He doesn't know I'm behind the shul. So there's no kavana there. And yet we still see, as long as I, as the shomei, have kavana, I'm yote, you don't need the mashmiya to have kavana as well. And the Gemara answers, no. Hacha b'shliach tzibur askinan here. The case of blowing the shofar and creating Megillah in the Beis Knesset is the shliach tzibur askinan. The daita akuli alma. His intent is to be mechavit anybody who listens. He's not looking around the shul. Oh, that guy's here. I'll have them in mind. No, his intent is he's mechavit everybody who's listening, whether the guy's in shul or outside of shul. He has them in mind, and therefore the person who's listening, if he has kavana as well, he's yotzei the mitzvah. Gemara now quotes Tashma, niskavin shomea v'lo niskavin mashmiya. If the listener has kavana but not the mashmiya, or the opposite. Niskavin mashmiya v'lo niskavin shemeya. The one who's being mashmiya, the kriyas megillah or the shofar, he has kavana, but the listener does not have kavana. The din is lo yata, you don't fulfill your obligation. Ad sheiskavin shemeya u'mashmiya, until both the shemeya and the mashmiya have kavana. So Gemara says katani mashmiya dumya d'shemeya. We're lumping together. We're comparing the same exact circumstance of the shemeya and the mashmiya. Meaning what? Mashmiya shemeya liatzmo. Af mashmiya, mashmil atzma. In other words, when I listen, I'm listening for myself. So too, the mashmiya is being mashmiya for himself. He doesn't have in mind someone else, the katani lo yatza. And the Mishnah says, you're only not yotze if the mashmiya has no kavana. But if the mashmiya has kavana for himself, then someone else will be yotze. So we see that the listener does not need to have kavana either. And the Gemara says, no. There's actually a machlok is what type of kavana is necessary. The Gemara says it's really a tanahi. The Tani, the Brayta says, shomea, shomea li atzmo, u'mashmiya, mashmiya lefidarko. The one who listens for himself, and the one who is mashmiya for himself also. Meaning, according to the Tanakama, you don't have to have kavana of the one listening. I just have to kavana that I'll be yotze. If someone else wants to piggyback off my Kriyas Megillah, off my shofar, call a couple, let him do so. I don't have to have in mind. As long as I have in mind for myself, that's fine. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi argues, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's only true by Med Dvar Amurim, B'Shliach Tzibur, where the Shliach Tzibur has in mind everyone. Aval B'Yachid, if there's an individual who's blowing for himself, reading Megillah for himself, L'Yatza Ad Sheskavin Shemea U'Mashmir. In that case, both the listener and the one reading, or the one blowing the shofar, both of them have to have Kavana. So again, there's a Machlokas Tanoim here, whether or not the Mashmiya has to have in mind the Shomea, or does not have to have in mind the Shomea. So that ends the conversation of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. It's a big discussion. We paskin lemaisa at the end of the day between the Rishonim and between the Poskim. The simple understanding is we paskin as follows, that when it comes to a mitzvah deraisa, both litchatchila and b'dieved, one requires kavana. If you've done a mitzvah without kavana, you have to do it again. When it comes to a mitzvah midrabanan, Mishabur writes, litchatchila, you should have kavana, but b'dieved, one did not have kavana, he would be yotze the mitzvah midrabanan nonetheless. Now let's go weiter. This is the new mission. The mission tells us as follows. Mission says, Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on the mountain when they were fighting against Amalek. His hands were raised high. And the pasuk goes on to say that when, you know, Klai Yisrael seems to, the victory, the winning and the losing depend on how his hands were being raised. So the Mishnah asks, Oshovos Mechama? Is it Moshe Beno's hands that are the ones that are making war, breaking war? That's not how the Mechama works. He's just standing up, raising his hands. Ella. Lomer Lecha is telling us, Kozman Shehayu Yisrael Mistaklin Klapei Mala. Whenever Klai Yisrael pay attention, they focused on Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who really decides the outcomes of Milchamos. And they had moved their heart. Their hearts were subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How you miskabrin, they would win. Vimlav, if they did not have the proper kavan and the proper focus and the proper emuna, how you know when they'd fall? So Moshe Beno was to simply remind them, guys, continue to pay attention to Shemayim. Look, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who runs the world. And that gave them the chizuk. And when Hashem's, when Moshe's hands were lowered, so they didn't have not have the proper focus. So the Mishnah says, Kiyotu Badavar, in a similar fashion, Ata Omer, you could say as follows, when it comes to the Sraf, the Pasuk says, when it came to the Aseh L'cha Sraf, V'simo So Al Nes, you should place the copper snake on the staff. But you call Nashach, those who were bitten by the snakes in the Midbar, V'ra also and saw the copper snake, V'chai they lived. There was somehow was a refuah for them. Asks the Mishnah V'chi Nachash Memis U'Nachash Mechaya, is it that copper snake that brings life and brings death? Certainly not, it's a Kavadosh Baruch Hu. So what was the whole point of this fancy copper snake? Ela Bizman She Yisrael Mistaklin Klapei Mala. The copper snake reminded them to look up and pay attention to Kavadosh Baruch Hu, who runs the world. He decides who's healthy, who's not healthy. U'Mishabdinesh Liban La'avim Shebashmaim. And they, as long as they put their heart toward the Kavadosh Baruch Hu, Hayim Mishrapim, they would be healed. Vim Lav, if they wouldn't focus on the Kadosh Baruch as being the ruler of the world, how you nimokim, they'd become weak. Charech, so that's the whole topic. Before we go to the rest of the mission, the Marsha asks an interesting question. Moshe Beno is davening on the top of the mountain. We have a cloud, the Gemara tells us, Mimama Kim Krasicha Hashem, the Moshe Beno, any person davening should be davening from the depths, from low down, not high up. So how is Moshe Beno able to daven on top of the mountain? It seems to go against it. And of course, the answer is, I think what you all assume, that he was standing there simply to bring chizik so everybody could see him properly to give the chizik of raising the hand. So yes, in general, a person should be davening on a lower point, but this was a different type of circumstances. And now the Mishnah finishes up telling us back to halachas of the shofar. It says, Cheresh Shota V'katan Ein Motzin Eserabim Yidei Chavasan. These three individuals cannot be motzi other people. They don't have the proper das to have kavana. Is that cloud? This is the rule. Those who are not obligated in the mitzvah cannot be motzi others who are obligated. So since a cheresh shote v'katam, I have no das, or low-level das, and therefore they're not chayv in the mitzvahs, they cannot be motzi me and you who are chayv in the mitzvahs. That is the cloud. So the Gemara tells us, Tanur Rabbanan Kota Braisa, Hakol Chayavim B'Tkiyas Shofar. Everyone has to be involved, perform, and fulfill the mitzvahs of Tkiyas Shofar. Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avadim, Meshucharim, Mutumtim, Vandrongres, Mishachetu Evich, Chetu Ben Chorin. Every individual has to be Makai in the mitzvah of Shofar. So the Gemara, the Braisa continues, Tumtim, again, it's a situation whereby the gender is concealed from us, physically concealed, so we don't know exactly what the gender is. Androgynous is where it has both organs. So tumtum eno motzi las amino of las she'eno mino. Tumtum, since we're not sure male or female, he cannot be motzi others nor himself. And androgynous motzi as amino, he can actually be motzi those who are like him, because whatever status we give them, they're all androgynous, are the same gender, whatever that gender might be. Avalo es she'eno mino, but he cannot motzi other people, because that he might be a girl and they might be a boy. So others he cannot be motzi. And Misha Chetzi Evod Chetzi Ben Chorin, a person who was an Evod Kanani, and one of his owners had freed him, so now he's partially free, partially slave. Eina moti lo es mino, v'lo es shein mino. He cannot be moti himself, and he can't be moti others. And the Gemara will explain all of this. So Gemara now quotes the first line of the Braisa here. Amar Mar. Hakol chayavim b'tkiyah shofar. Everyone's chayav in tkiyah shofar, and the Gemara goes on to list. Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. Pshita, of course. Ihanu lo mechayva, man mechayva. If these are people are not chayav, who would be chayav? Why does the Braisa have to tell us, Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, of course. Once we say Hakol Chayavim, certainly includes those groups of people. So the Gemara says that Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Pshita, Ihani, L'mechayva, Ma'an, Mechayva, Kohanim, Itzrichle. We need to teach the Chiddush that even Kohanim, Rechayv. Why would you think Kohanim would be exempt from the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar? So the Gemara explains the Havamina, Sakadai Techamina, I would have thought, since it says in the Pasuk, Yom Trua Yelachem, that there's going to be one day a year, Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be a Yom Trua where we're going to blow the shofar. So maybe man delese ella b'tkia d'chad yoma hu d'mechai. Maybe only those individuals were chayv in t'kia shofar just once a day. who is every single person except Kohanim. However, Hani Kohanim hold this Nayu B'tkiyas D'chol Shana. Kohanim have a mitzvah shofar every single day because the base of Mikdash, D'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Uskatim B'chatzotzros al aloseichem. They have the mitzvah to blow chatzotzot, which are equivalent to shofars in this regard, at least right now. And the Gemara is therefore, since a chayv every day, there's no Yom Tshua. Yom Tshua doesn't mean anything special to Kohanim. They're not chayv in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Kamash Malam, that even Kohanim are chayv in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Ask the Gemara, wait a sec. Me, dummy, can you compare the chatzotzot to the shofar? Hasim chatzotzot, v'hacha shofar. They're two different mitzvahs. One blowing trumpets in the base of Mikdash, and one blowing a shofar. So Ella, you're right. Itzrich Sakadai Chermina, I would have thought, for the following reason, maybe Kohanim are exempt from the mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Why? Ho v'tanan, this Mishnah told, the Mishnah told us a couple days ago, Shava HaYovel, the Rosh Hashanah, Litkia Ulebrachas, that we're equating the day of Rosh Hashanah and the blowing of the Shofar to that of Yom Kippur and Yovel. In what way? Man di'isa b'mitzvahs HaYovel, isa b'mitzvahs the Rosh Hashanah. He who is chayv in the mitzvah of Yovel would also be chayv in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. However, honey Kohanim hold the Lisneu b'mitzvah de Yovel. Kohanim are exempt from the mitzvah of Yovel, so since they're exempt from Yovel, they should also be exempt in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah as well. And therefore, Kamash Malan, that no, they're chayv in the mitzvah of Shofar, even though they're exempt from Yovel. How do we know they're exempt from Yovel? The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Erchin, Kohanim Levim, Mochin Li'olam, they could sell the property whenever they want. They're not subject to halachas of Yovel. The Goalim, they're only able to always redeem their properties as well. There's a long rashi to explain the details. I don't want to go into the details, but either way, just accept it that they're exempt from the halachas of Yovel. So therefore, since they're exempt from Yovel, Ema, B'mitzas, Rosh Hashanah, Lo L'chai, they shouldn't be chayv in Tkiyah Shofar as well. Kamash Lan, Kohanim are chayv just as much as everyone else is chayv in the mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Misha Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chorin, Eino Moti Lo Asmino, V'los Sheinomino. He who is a half Eved, half Ben Chorin, cannot fulfill Moti himself, nor any others. So I'm Rav Huna, Le'asma Moti. Rav Huna argues in the Brice, he says, not true. Why can't he be Moti himself? Of course, everyone can be Moti themselves. Why should he be any different? So I'm Le'i Rav Nachman, Le'Rav Huna. Rav Nachman challenges Rav Huna, Ma'ishna, Le'achayim Delo. What's the difference why he can't be Moti others? I'll tell you why he can be Moti others. Delo asi tzad avdus umafik tzad cheris la'atz, lecheris. Because his half avdus that the person has, that eved, in general, an eved cannot be motzi ben chorin. So part of him is a half eved. So his half eved part, his tzad avdus, cannot be motzi, that guy who's a cheris, who's a ben chorin. So too, la'atzma as well, nami, lo asi tzad avdus didei umafik tzad cheris didei. Internally, his half avdus cannot be motzi, his other half of Ben Chorin is Chayrus, and therefore he can't be motzi himself either. So Rav Nachman challenged Rav Huna. So Ella, therefore Rav Nachman argued in Rav Huna, he accepted the price at face value, and Ella, Amar Rav Nachman, af li atmo einu motzi. He can't even be motzi himself. And Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa clearly says this, Misha Chetzi Eved, v'chetzi Ben Chorin, af li atmo einu motzi, cannot be motzi even himself. So now the Gemara goes on, once we talk about the topic of being motzi others, Gemara tells the famous Gemara, Tani Ahava Breder Vizera, called Brachos Kulon, Afa Pishiyotza Motzi. When a person performed the mitzvah once before, even though he himself personally was Yotzi, he could repeat the bracha in order to be motzi other people. Rashi explains 6 lines, 7 lines up. He says, Afa Pishiyotza Motzi, Sharei Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazet Lemitzos. We all have a certain obligation to each other to ensure that others are performing the mitzvahs. The Ran takes it a nice extreme. He says that so long as my friend has not fulfilled the mitzvah, it's kilu I have not performed the mitzvah. Even though I blew the shofar, I shook the lulav, if he didn't get the mitzvah, it's kilu I didn't do the mitzvah, and therefore there's this arvus that I could say the bracha in order to be motzi him as well. But the Gemara says it stops short of one area where this concept does not work, and that's chutz mi birchas halechem u birchas hayayim. When it comes to these brachas, and Rashi will elaborate and expand this definition in just a second, the bracha on bread and the bracha on wine, shim lo yatza motzi. If I have not said the bracha yet, I can be motzi others with my hagafen, with my hamotzi. However, im yatz, if I did fulfill my obligation already, then einu motzi, I cannot be motzi others. Now, it's not referring to kiddush, during stam hagafen during the week. We'll get to kiddush in just a second. So look how Rashi explains, the last Rashi in the page here. Rashi says, chutz in birchas lechem v'hayayin, v'shar birchas peros v'rechani. All other types of birchas anenin, whether it's eating, whether it's smelling, You cannot be moti someone else. If I already said besamim, or if I already said the motzi or the mezonos, I cannot be moti you after saying the birchas hanenin. Why? She'ein anachova. They're not obligations. I don't have an obligation. You don't have an obligation to say hagafen on a Sunday morning, to say a mezonos on a Sunday morning. There's no obligation. Ella she'aser lehanos mina olam hazeb lo bracha. The reason why we say bracha, not because it's an obligation, but if I choose to eat this, there's issur for me to eat this without saying a bracha. But there's no chiv to say a bracha. That's just a way to get to that, to eat to the food. Ubezu ein kan arvus. There's no arvus. Arvus only exists when there's an obligation. I'm trying to exempt my obligation. I'm trying to exempt your obligation. I'm trying to remove the chiv. But if there is no chiv, arvus doesn't work at all. That's the understanding. So now, based on this, the Gemara asks the following question. By Rava. Rava asks, going on to Amr Beis now. By Rava, bir chasalechem shel matzah. Now, we're conflating the two concepts. We're using a birchas hanenin in the context of a mitzvah. Look at Rashi right here. Birchas alechem shel achilas matzah shemevarchin hamotzi. We say two brachas on the matzah. We're talking about the bracha of hamotzi matzah, not hamotzi lechem in art. That's a birchas hanenin, referring to the birchas mitzvah of hamotzi matzah. And birchas yain shemevarchim v'nei kiddush. These are brachas. I'm wrong. We're talking about the hamotzi, not the motzi matzah. We're talking about the motzi. That birchas hanenin, that's in the context of a mitzvah. Does that change the nature? Does that become now birchas mitzvah, where you can be motzi others, or that retained its status of being a birchas hanenin, whereby you cannot be motzi others? So asks the Gemara, mah, what's the din? Kevan dechova, who since there's an obligation to have a matzah the first night. And there's a mitzvah to have the kiddush as well, so it becomes a chova, and I could be matiku, even though I was yatza, I could still be mote, it becomes a chiv now, odilma, bracha lav chova. The bracha isn't a chiv, I have an obligation to eat the matzah, I have an obligation to drink the wine, or maybe recite the kiddush part, but the hagafen, the amotzi, those are not, there's no chiv to say the brachas, I'm supposed to, but it's still not a chiv. So what's the din? Tashma, dama ravashi, kiavinam beirav, papa, when it's in the base magistrate of the house of Rav Papa, have a mekadesh lan, he made kiddush for us. V'chihava asan arisa, midaber, when one of his farmers or workers came from the field, have a mekadesh lan, he'd say kiddush a second time. So you see clearly that a person was yotze kiddush, he could still be motzi someone else kiddush as well. That's the practice many husbands have when they come home. If they say kiddush in shul, they repeat kiddush a second time if their wife and children have not yet heard. That's certainly allowed, l'chachila, based on this particular Gemara. Fine, so now let's finish off the perek. The Gemara says that Tanur Rabbanan Braisa teaches that lo yifros adam prusa leorchin elam kein ochel imam. A person who's a guest, I should not say a motzi for other people unless I'm eating with them. But if I'm not eating with them, I can't say a motzi for them. I'm not eating the food. So I have to say a motzi in order for myself to eat, and then they could take from them. But the one exception where you can say the bracha, even though you're not eating, aval poris hilavanav ulavnei veiso, you could say a bracha in order to train your children how to say brachas. That would be allowed. How is that allowed? Isn't that a bracha levatala? So the Rishonim explained that even though bracha levatala, we're assuming it's a machlokas, whether it's an iser deraisa or an iser midrabanan. Rambam assumes it's a deraisa. Forget the Rambam for now. Tosis and brachos thinks it's an iser midrabanan. So chinuch is also a mitzvah midrabanan. So the mitzvah of chinuch derabanan can override the lav of a brach l'tala, which is only midrabanan as well. Now, the few other things that I want to talk about here for a second, the Rishon point out that when the Yushalmi says that even though we have the concept of yatzah motzi by birchas mitzvahs and birchas chovos, when it comes to shema and shmon esrei, it will not work. You cannot be motzi someone else Shema or Tefillah, and the reason is because Shema must be said by each person. It's very personal, Tefillah is very personal, and anything that becomes personal, the concept of Arvus is not applicable. There's so much to talk about here, but we can't say everything we want to. Now let's finish off this parak, the last few lines here. The Gemara then says as follows, that when it comes to Halel of a Megillah, Afa Pishayata Motzi, this would be another example that even though one had been yotzi the mitzvah of Halel or Megillah, you can motzi others as well. The reason being because this is a chova, this is an obligation, and arvus works whenever there is a chiv at hand. Hadjerlach Reu Bezin. Now let's go to the next parak, the final parak here of the Masechtas. Says the Gemara. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos B'Mikdash Hayu. So when Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so what's the din? Do you blow shofar? Do you not blow shofar on Shabbos? So if it falls on the Mikdash, Beis HaMikdash, how you token, they would actually blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo b'Medina, but anywhere else in the Beis HaMikdash, they would not blow the shofar. So this becomes a very important point. The Rashi points out here, Avalo b'Medina, Lo b'Yishalayim v'lo b'Gvulin. You only blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash proper, nowhere else. And the reason is, Rashi says later on, I'll say it outside, because Ein Shvus b'Mikdash. There's no Shvus, there's no Dina Derban. We'll see later on in the Gemara the reason why you can't blow shofar anywhere else on Shabbos, because Shema Yavi Renu are Ba'amas B'Rishus Rabim. You might carry the shofar in Rishus Rabim. That's a Gezerah, that's a Shvus. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Shvus b'Mikdash. Now, Tur Evan asks a very interesting question. He says, wait a second. Ein Shvus b'Mikdash means only if it's relevant to the Avod of the Beis HaMikdash. I can't just violate Muksa at free in the Beis HaMikdash. When can I violate a Shvus in the Beis HaMikdash? If it relates to the Karbanos, the Beis HaMikdash, what does Shofar have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Doesn't make any sense. And therefore, he rejects Rashi's understanding because Ein Shvus b'Mikdash does not make sense here in this context. Now, the response would be that, what do you mean? The shofar has everything to do with the Beis HaMikdash. If you remember just three daf ago, we said that's kilfnai lefnim dami. When you blow the shofar, it's a zikaron. It's as if it goes into Kodesh Kedoshim. Could you get any clearer than that being a shvus, a tzarech mikdash? And therefore Rashi would say, ein shvus mikdash would apply to the shofar because it does, ein achanami, have relevance to the Beis HaMikdash, in particular to the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Rambam argues, Rambam says no. When it says you could blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, she famously writes, refers to all of Yerushalayim. The expanded definition of the Beis HaMikdash, you could blow anywhere in Yerushalayim, that would be allowed. Now that's not a din of Ein Shvus b'Mikdash. What would the heter be? So it seems that the understanding is that the reason why you're allowed to blow in the Beis HaMikdash, the shofar, is because you're not going to violate it when you're in the Beis HaMikdash. The fear factor, the Beis HaMikdash, who's going to carry it from the Beis HaMikdash to Rosh Hashanah? It's so unlikely because the Eima and Pacha that exists in the Beis HaMikdash. So the understanding is that same Eima and Pacha expand itself not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but through the entire city of Yerushalayim, that type of fear. When we come to the old city, we sense we're in a place that's Kadosh. So we feel that element of the fear factor, and therefore the hetter to blow shofar and Shabbos doesn't only apply to the Beis HaMikdash, but applies to the entire Yerushalayim according to Rambam's understanding. Continuing the Mishnah now, the Mishnah says, Mishacharev Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochan Ben Zakkai, Shutokin B'chol Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezim. He made a takana that there's no Beis HaMikdash, but we don't want to forget what it once was. So he made a takana that they should blow the shofar in every single, wherever you had a bezin, you're allowed to blow the shofar, even though this was not the Sanhedrin. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Dakai ela b'yavne b'vad. Not true. He did not make a takana in every bezin. It was one bezin, the bezin that existed in Yavne, and that's it. Amar lo, they said back, echad Yavne v'echad kol makom sheish b'bezin. Not true. Any place. They had one in Yavne, but also all the other Bati Dinim that existed, they also had they blew the shofar on Shabbos. V'yod zos, moreover, says the Mishnah, ha'yisa Yerushalayim yiser al Yavna. There's another din that Yerushalayim was greater than Yavna in that. Shekol ir, shiroa, v'shamas, v'krova, v'yichola lava token. When it came to Yerushalayim, and not only in the Beis HaMikdash, and not only Yerushalayim, this by the way supports the Rambam, but not only Yerushalayim were you able to blow the shofar, but any area where you could see the Yerushalayim, you could hear Yerushalayim, you could walk through Yerushalayim, anywhere that's somehow in the radius of Yerushalayim, then you would be able to blow the shofar on Shabbos as well. However, u'beYavna lo hayutoken ela bebezin bevad. The only het of Yavna was in the bezin, even not in the entire city, let alone beyond the city of Yavna, only in the bezin of Yavna. But Yerushalayim, the heter was anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim and anywhere that was close enough to see, hear, or walk to Yerushalayim. So now the Gemara says, Minani Mila, how do you know there's a heter to blow the shofar on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kosev Echad Omer Shabbosan Zichon Shua. The Shabbos is a day of remembering, but not blowing the shofar, but remembering. You don't blow a shofar on Shabbos. The Kosev Echad Omer Yom Shua Yelachem. This should be a day of lachem, a day of long shofar. So lo kasha, kan b'yomtav shechalios b'shabbos, kan b'yomtav shechalios b'chol. When may you blow the shofar? When Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, Sunday through Friday. But when it falls out on Shabbos, you can't blow the shofar, so it's a zichron shu, it's only a zichron to remember, but you can't blow the shofar. And that's why we know you can't blow the shofar on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, ima d'raisa. If it's a pasuk that tells us you can't blow the shofar on Shabbos, then b'mikdash heichatakinan. How could they blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash could only override a shvus, a derabanan, but you can't override a derais in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the hetter to blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? V'od more, ha lav mlachi de'itzrich kral lemute. Furthermore, why do you have to have a hetter to blow the shofar, not blow the shofar on Shabbos? Blowing the shofar is not a mlacha. It's a mlach at best. It's a trade. It's a skill set. But it's not a malacha. So you don't even talk about what's mutter or aser on Shabbos legabe shofar. It's not even a malacha. The Tani, the Braisa, tells us that we know it's only a chachma bevad. How do we know it's this? It's not a malach. It's a red chachma. It says in the pasuk, the Tani beirishmo kol melechas avoda lo sasu. Any melechas avoda, melacha you may not do on Shabbos. Yotza tkiya shofar redias apas to exclude blowing shofar. Redias apas was a very expert way of removing the dough from the oven walls. She chachma veina melacha. These are not considered malachas. They're chachmas. They're skill sets. But you don't need a heter to do this or an iser to aser this on Shabbos. Ella, so what's the reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos? It can't be based on the pasuk. Ella amar Rava midiraisa mishashari. On a deraisa level, you're entirely permitted to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Rabban who the Gazer Rabban made a gzera kidiraba, famous gzera diraba. Damar Rava hakol chayavim b'tikiyas shofar. Everyone has the obligation to blow the shofar. Veina kol b'kim b'tikiyas shofar. But not everyone is an expert how to blow the shofar. Gzera shema yit lenu b'yado v'yelech etel habaki l'lmod v'avirenu dal amos b'rishis rab. A guy's going to want to say, I want to use my shofar. I don't want to use the guy's shofar in the shul. I put my own shofar. I put my own lulav. Let me bring my shofar and let the guy teach me how to blow shofar. So I might walk from my house to the expert's house on Shabbos without an Erev in Rishus Rabim, Dal Amos, and violate the Nisr, the Reis of Hotsa. That's the reason why it's also to blow shofar on Shabbos. Hainu time with the lulav, hainu time with the Megillah. These are all the same reasons why you can't blow shofar, can't carry, shake the lulav, or read Megillah all on Shabbos because of the famous Gzeira, the Rabba. Everyone has to blow the shofar or hear. Right, so we have to get into the whole sugya of the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam. Is the mitzvah really tkiya? And when you blow, my listening is shomea ka'onet ki'ilu, I'm blowing the shofar? Or no, mitzvah is shemia. So you can make a dik of this whole gzera. If the mitzvah is shemia, so go to shul and listen. But maybe the mitzvah is really tkiya. So yes, I can listen to you and be mekayim the tkiya through you, but it's better for me to do tkiya myself. Just like I could only wear tefillin, you can't wear tefillin for me. Every mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. Maybe that's a concept. Maybe that's a raya that it should really be a tekiah, and that's why everyone's running to have themselves blow the shofar. Could be. So then the Gemara says, first, while lying down on the Amud here, mishachar beis hamigdash, when the beis hamigdash was destroyed, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a tekana that they should blow the shofar in. He said initially in every bezdin. Rabbi Elazar said only in Yavna. So Tanur Rabbanim pam achas one time. Chal Rosh Hashanah, Yos B'Shabbos. Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. You call Arim Miskansen, and all the cities got together. And Amalem Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Livnei Besera, Nitzka. So he said, you should blow the shofar. So he says, Amalem Nidun, first let's decide what to do. I mean, no one knew what to do. It hadn't happened in a while. No one remembered. Do you blow shofar on Shabbos? Maybe it's the first Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, blow the shofar. He says, no, before we blow the shofar, let's decide. Are we blowing the shofar or not? You can't just say, blow the shofar. Amar lahem, nitka, first blow the shofar. V'chakach nidon, then we'll figure out if we made a mistake or not. So l'acha shetaku, they blew the shofar. And afterwards, amar lahem, nidon, let's decide it. Let's talk about the sugya. Was it the right decision or the wrong decision? So amar lahem, he says, kvar nishma, karen b'yavna, can't be. We already blew the shofar. What's done is done. Vei mashivin l'achar ma'isa. You can't change the halacha after something's taken place. So he was able to trick them into blowing the shofar, and that was established that from that point on, in Yavna, they blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Elazar says, Lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai ela b'Yavna b'vad. Amar lo echad Yavna echad makom sheish b'bezdim. So it seems like there's three opinions in the Gemara, but number one and number three opinions seem to be the same thing, because the first opinion said that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said you should blow shofar in every single bezdin. Then the third opinion says, Amar lo echad Yavna echad kol makom sheish b'bezdin. Isn't that the same exact as the Tanakhama asks the Gemara? Says the Gemara that Amar lo haynu Tanakhama. Haynu Tanakhama. So Ikabinayu, Beidina, Dakrai. The nafkamin is, if it's a bezdin, that is a not permanent bezdin, but a temporary bezdin. Rashi explains the nafkamina. The bezdin, Dakrai, the Tanakama, Takinan, as long as it's a bezdin, even though it's a cry, even though it's just a makeshift bezdin, a temporary bezdin, that's enough of a reason, enough of a mechayev to blow a shofar. But Tana, the Amrulo, the third opinion, says, Savar Echad Yavna, Echad Komakom, Sheshba Bezdin, Kavua, he compares every bezin to Yavna. Yavna was certainly a permanent bezin, so too the other bezin has to be permanent as well in order to allow for blowing the shofar. I'll quickly recap what we did. We started talking about the lachas of the kavana. This is shemei after kavana, as well or not. That's machlokas at the end. The mashmiya certainly must have kavana, but machlokas whether the shemeya must also have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. We had the mishnah then about Moshe Beinu raising his hand, then about the nachash nechoshes, and then in the end, the cheir shot of a katan cannot be motzi others because since he himself is not chayv, he cannot be motzi others. We had the long brice of who's chayv and shofar. We spoke about the levim, the kohanim, the israelim, the tumtum, the drogness, and so on. We said, why did it mention what's a chiddush here? Of course, everyone's chayv. And there's a habmi that kohanim, maybe they should be exempt from the mitzvah shofar, either because only Yom Tshuva, those were only chayv once a year. Kohanim are chayv every single day of the year. Gemara says, no, that's chatzotos. We're talking about a shofar. Gemara says, no, maybe since kohanim are pater from Yovel, and Yovel is connected to Rosh Hashanah, they should be pater from the shofar Rosh Hashanah. Kamash blan, that kohanim are chayv as well. And then we said, Misha chetzi evd chetzi ben chorin can not only be motzi others, but even himself he can't be motzi because it's tzad av the shabo and tzad cheres shabo cannot be motzi each other. Then we said, one who is yote can be motzi others, except for when it comes to birchas hanenim. When it comes to birchas hanenim in the context of a mitzvah, it turns into a chova, and then you can be motzi others, like kiddush and hamotzi. And the person should not be motzi others if he's not eating along with them, but for children, for chinuch, you're allowed to, because one derabanan overrides another derabanan. And the new mission that when Rosh Hashanah falls down Shabbos, we can only blow the shofar in the Beis Hamikdash or Yishlaim, but nowhere else. Based on the Tekan Gzera Dirabba, we brought that. And then we discussed which Bati Dinim. So it said the Beis Din is certainly of Yavna, and whether other Bati Dinim is Machlokes, some say only Yavna, some say Yavna and established Beis Din. And the third opinion is every Beis Din, even a Beis Din, Akrai. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.